We would like to just say a few words for the sake of all of us to continue this matter of the warfare as it is related to the children and all the young people. So before we begin, can we release all the children first? Can we release the children? You may go. You are released. Hallelujah. Your soul has escaped like a bird. Amen. As I mentioned, that in everything we do, we have to be aware that there is a satanic influence to stop the building of God. And so we must realize that the young people are a very important part of this building. They are crucial. So we would like to say something concerning the upcoming summer, with so many activities to counter, we have in place to counter what the evil one is doing or trying to do. And that is, he's trying to infiltrate the churches and take the young people and blend them in with this age. Amen. That's why I would like to read this verse to you. This is in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 9, and I'm just going to paraphrase it. Zephaniah says this, that he will change their language and give them a pure lip. Dear saints, we want all the young people to have the proper language, and that language is altogether wrapped up in this matter in the last portion of that verse 9, and that is that they may call on Jehovah. Amen. We want the young people to speak the things of this ministry, so that the church can be built up as the expression of God in this age.
Amen.
So we have many things that are in place. We have Camp Camby. We have the Bible Camp. We have Camp Camby. We have the Summer School of Truth. And we also have the college training. We really need to see the importance of the work among the children and the young people for the future of the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
Dear saints, I want to read a little portion that I gleaned out of the book, Raising Up the Next Generation for the Church Life, to encourage you. And this is from the collected works of Brother Lee, 1967, Volume 1, page 270. And he says this, "We cannot continue to work as we have in the past. We must change our ways.
Amen.
In the past, we neglected the work with the children, the young people, and so forth. We highly regarded a general work, but we paid little attention to the young people's work. And we merely prayed for the children's work. Now we must concentrate our efforts on the children, the young people, and so on, and college age and so forth. Moreover, the messages we give must minister Christ as the Spirit in a simple and direct way. We should focus on these primary matters." There is another portion that I have here, but I would just recommend it to you for your reading. It's in chapter 4 of that book, Raising Up the Next Generation for the Church Life. Dear saints, for the upcoming, one of the upcoming times this summer is the Summer School of Truth, and we will have it in a local setting. Therefore, what is needed is for the body of Christ, that means all of us, to rise up and participate in this warfare, to be one with the Lord, to raise up this generation so that the Lord could use them to close, not only to defeat the enemy, but also to close this age.
Amen.
So realize this, that there are four levels of our participation. Number one, if we have children, the responsibility for the children rests with us as parents. Number two, there are a lot of us who are burdened for the young people. So that is the second level. We can enter into this matter of shepherding, cherishing the young people on an individual basis. Number three is There are certain ones that are burdened to have weekly meetings with the young people. And so that is another level that can be used by the Lord to raise up the young people. Number four is this, the summer schools, the retreats. This is another level where we could enter into this matter of cooperating with the Lord for the raising up of the next generation. Amen. Dear saints, we need a lot of help. No. Let me change that. The Lord needs a lot of help. The Lord needs a lot of cooperation. The Lord needs a lot of coordination by all of us for this upcoming Summer School of Truth. So we would just encourage you to do a few things. Number one, pray. What about me? What about my participation? And listen, no one is unqualified. If you have a human spirit and you have two legs and two arms, you're qualified to serve at this summer school. We need a lot of hospitality because it's going to be local. This year, some will go to Langley, but the second week, it will be here in Bellevue with the addition of Renton and Everett. And a few from Shoreline.
And Ephrata.
So we need a lot of homes open. And we need a lot of participation. But first, primarily, we need a lot of prayer. Okay, so you'll say, okay, I'll pray. Okay, that's good. But don't just say, I'll pray. Paul says, through the compassions of God, present your body.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And don't say, oh, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I don't know junior hires. I don't know high schoolers. I just don't know. I'm intimidated. So was I. But I tell you what, all young people respond to this, love.
Amen.
Do you love me? Then you're qualified. If you love the young people, you're qualified. If you love the eternal God's purpose, what he's trying to do in this age, you're qualified.
Amen,
amen, David? So we would just like to say this. The summer school will be August 13th through August 19th. Amen?
Amen?
So we would just say that much, dear saints. Amen.